Together we'll set the stage for the teaching by recalling that the perfect disposition for instinctive recognition of awareness is the benefit of all. Awareness is inclusive of all. It isn't located anywhere individual. By the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state of natural perfection, we open ourselves up to our natural disposition, which is spontaneously of benefit to all. The basic state of natural perfection includes and contains all phenomena equally, and that basic state is our own identity. And so that identity is rich with benefit, very rich with benefit. The full impact of these teachings take hold in that disposition of the benefit of all. It isn't really necessary even to think about it. It's already the case, always already present in this moment of instinctive recognition of awareness. The benefit of all is full blown. The benefit of all includes all of us as individuals. So you see, we don't have to seek for self-benefit, separate or apart from everyone. Instinctive recognition of the basic state of natural perfection already is the benefit of all. This is our deepest heart wish, the deepest heart wish of everyone. The chapter title is The Empowering Basic State of Awareness. There is no need to look for empowerment anywhere other than awareness. The empowerment of your natural condition is in instinctive recognition of the basic state of awareness, the basic state of natural perfection. There is never any kind of empowerment that occurs outside of that. So there's no need to look for empowerment elsewhere. Empowerment is in the instinctive recognition of the basic state. By instinctively recognizing the basic state of all of your own experience, you cast aside all necessity to change anything or make it better. You cast aside all necessity to search, to keep looking for some kind of an antidote that's going to make things better. In instinctive recognition of the basic state, everything is empowered all at once. Everything is empowered all at once with natural perfection that shines within it, exactly like sunlight filling all of infinite space, saturates it from one end to the other, infinitely, vastly, expansively. The basic state of awareness empowers everything with clarity, insight, mental and emotional stability, and boundless compassion. And so here we're seeing that instinctive recognition of the basic state is extremely practical. It's extremely practical. We're not a space cadet wandering off into space with no need for practicality whatsoever. Rather, every single one of our perceptions is absolutely enriched with perfect mental and emotional stability, with perfect insight, with profound clarity, with ruthless compassion, radical compassion, and with skillfulness in terms of knowing what to do and how to act. And so no matter what arena of life we're operating in, whether it's involved with food, money, sex, work, relationships, vacations, or any other pursuits we may enjoy or not enjoy, whatever they may be, We have perfect insight into their fundamental nature by the power of instinctive recognition of awareness. It is nakedly free of all confusion and tension. There's no need to seek any antidote anywhere that will relieve confusion and tension. It's automatically relieved in instinctive recognition of the basic state. Instinctive recognition of the basic state is palpable, saturating every single cell of the body, saturating all of the DNA of the body. Everything about the body is already saturated with lucid clarity, with the basic state of natural perfection. So there's no need to strive for it or seek for it, no effort to make, nothing to do. Everything is already done in the basic state of natural perfection. There's no need to try to think about it or reason your way into it. No way to set out some kind of logical course of events that will help bring it about. It's as simple as the always already natural perfection that is spontaneously present right here. That which relieves body and mind completely without doing anything at all. As simple as that right here, no effort to make whatsoever. That is instinctive recognition of the basic state. No need to be afraid, as it includes everything practical that you might ever need to do. It enriches every moment of life completely, with perfect clarity, the perfect clarity that allows you to truly enjoy life, to be perfectly relational with everyone and everything. It is naturally present and soothes each moment of the here and now. Each moment of the here and now is completely soothed in the basic state of natural perfection. Each moment of the here and now rests completely and unavoidably in the basic state of natural perfection. It can never be any other way. So what does that say about you and me and about all of our thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences? It states very clearly and succinctly that all of these, in their natural presence, are the natural presence of the basic state of natural perfection. Always vital, it brings comfort and ease to you, everyone, and everything. No one could deny that everything, just as it is perfectly at ease. No matter what appears during the period of its appearance, while it endures, and when it ceases, it rests in the basic state of natural perfection. Easygoing and carefree, with nothing to do. From time immemorial, easygoing and carefree, with nothing to do. Completely relaxed and at ease. These words of empowerment provide complete confirmation of the way things are, so no one need ever be confused again. These words are a direct, unerring, and thoroughgoing, complete confirmation of the way things are. Complete confirmation of the basic state of natural perfection of everyone and everything. Your very own indestructible basic state of awareness that is hearing or reading these words is the very basic state that brings complete comfort and ease. Your own power to know is what instinctive recognition of the basic state is. What allows you to hear, what allows you to see, what allows you to taste and touch, all of these, what allows you to experience life, what allows you to experience waking, what allows you to experience dreaming, what allows you to experience sleeping, what fuels your perception of birth, what fuels your perception of life, what fuels the perception of death, all of that is awareness alone. There is no other fuel for what is perceived. It is all awareness alone. By resting completely in that basic state of awareness, what I'm saying is perfectly clear. It's perfectly clear that whatever you know now is inseparable from that power of knowing. And rather than it being a you who knows, it's now that knows. Now is saturated with knowing. Completely from within, not something separate observing the here and now. Here and now saturated with knowing from within. Here and now knowing. Your very own basic state nurtures you completely and is a treasure trove of clarity, insight, stability, compassion, and skillfulness that already exists within you. All of these that just were mentioned, perfect insight, profound clarity, perfect mental and emotional stability, profound compassion, skillfulness, all of these are already present. It isn't a goal that needs to be attained. Full blown and already present, where? In instinctive recognition of awareness. That same power of knowing is the power of all of these that were just mentioned. And so to grow more and more confident in and to grow more and more familiar with everything that was just mentioned comes about through instinctive recognition of awareness moment to moment. Complete release from the distraction of describing all the elements of the here and now. A complete shift in perception from the minutiae of the here and now, each phenomena or point of view of the here and now, complete release from describing those into the basic state of natural perfection. We simply learn to look at things in an individualized way, but it never makes them individual or independently existing. We weren't born that way. We didn't jump out saying, oh, I'm a little girl, I'm a little boy, I'm white, I'm black, I'm red, I'm yellow, I'm whatever I am. There wasn't any of that. There was just sheer spontaneity. All the other was learned. To pick things apart and separate it all out individually was all learned. So you see, all the while, the basic state of natural perfection is clear and alive. The power to know everything that is perceived, indestructible. No matter what kind of descriptions you might fill your life with, it never alters the indestructibility of the basic state of natural perfection. You could stomp your foot forever for the rest of your life and say, I am imperfect, I am imperfect, I am imperfect, I am imperfect. And it would never change the basic state of natural perfection. I am imperfect rests in natural perfection. Can't be separated out from one another. This innate treasury holds infinite wealth of profound insight and benefit that are ready for you to enjoy. Nothing to learn, nothing to do, no effort to make, nothing to change. The wealth of this treasury is in your own experience of the here and now, whatever that might contain. Whatever you may be thinking, whatever emotion you might have, whatever sensation you may have, whatever other experience you may have. There's nothing to change. Well-being, natural perfection, doesn't come about by changing anything. It's recognized by leaving everything as exactly as it is, unflinchingly, unafraid in the direct encounter with all experience. Freedom in immediate perception of every thought, emotion, sensation, or experience. Complete perceptual openness in all experience, no matter what its description may be. Anxiety, pleasure, pain, joy, panic attack, sheer bliss, comatose, wide awake, asleep, jumping for joy, everything rests in natural perfection. So what would need to change? By the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state of natural perfection, all negativity whatsoever is overcome. Even while negative descriptions arise, they are completely overcome in their own basic state of natural perfection. The here and now cannot possibly be captured. It's a flash instant just like that. So any description of it occurs in another here and now. Do you see what I'm saying? There's never any way to really sum it all up other than in the instinctive recognition of the basic state of natural perfection. That sums everything up completely. Completely saturating your very own mind and body is powerful intelligence and soothing energy that is freed by instinctive recognition of your basic state. The basic state of natural perfection is naturally filled with soothing energy. So you see, there are no workshops to take. No yoga positions to get into. You can hang from your ankles for for hours if you want to, but it's neither going to get you into or out of the basic state of natural perfection. It'll just be another spontaneous appearance of what is naturally perfect, not leading anywhere and not leading away from anything either. And so you see, the soothing energy is always already present in that instinctive recognition of the basic state of natural perfection. There will never be anything more soothing in your entire life. The essence of soothingness, we could say, is instinctive recognition of your basic state with nothing to do. When you consider all of the effort that has been poured into trying to change, it's really quite alarming, isn't it? When all the while, whatever you were trying to change was naturally perfect just as it is. When this continuous soothing energy is tapped into, it will never go away. It will be increasingly obvious from then on. The soothing is something we all desire, something that we all seek and all kinds of antidotes. When we instinctively recognize that soothing energy and power within ourselves, then we know that there's nowhere else to go. There's nothing to do. It's already present. It's up to us. That's it. Just relax. Acknowledge its presence. That's it. Nothing could be more natural. These are the days of all organic, all natural. Nothing is more natural. There is no conduct more organic than recognition of your basic state. Completely soothing, completely available at all times. The essence of depression is the soothing energy of the basic state. The essence of anxiety is the soothing energy of the basic state. The essence of joy is the soothing energy of the basic state. The essence of happiness is the soothing energy of the basic state. The essence of brushing your teeth is the soothing energy of the basic state. So no matter what it is, leave it exactly as it is, with nothing to do, no effort to make to change what appears. By leaving all points of view unrejected, the lucid clarity of awareness becomes more and more obvious. By leaving and everything unrejected, this is truly fearless activity. Fearless activity does not imply getting rid of fear. It implies opening up to all fear whatsoever without needing to exclude anything. When everything is left unrejected just as it is, what arises from within it is blissful clarity. Blissful clarity is the expanse that saturates all points of view, no matter what they are. By simply resting the mind completely for short moments, repeated many times, these short moments grow to long moments until your entire lifetime is filled with qualities and activities for the benefit of all. It doesn't matter whether a moment of awareness lasts a long time or a short time. It is as it is. However, there will be an increasing instinctive recognition of awareness at all times. It's just as simple as that. So there's no need to worry, no concern, no effort to make. Whether today you have one brief instant of instinctive recognition of awareness, or instinctive recognition of awareness day or night, or part of the day, whatever it is, its qualities and activities of benefit are crystal clear. There's never any need to know anything else about the basis of your own nature. The benefit of the introduction to awareness is crystal clear. With that, your fundamental nature is completely confirmed. There's no need to seek anywhere else. Simply rest in that natural state repeatedly for short moments until it becomes continuous. It's as simple as that. It may sound too easy, too simple. How could anything so great be so easy and so simple? That's the rub. That's the real massage. Right here, pervading everything completely, nothing to seek for, nothing to find, nothing ever missed. By the power of short moments of instinctive recognition, pretty soon you start to realize that even when you knew nothing about awareness, you were resting in awareness. So you don't even need to know anything about it. It's always already the case, no matter what you're thinking or doing. That's just the way it is. So easy, so direct. The mother of all logic regarding the nature of existence. Very simple, very direct, always at hand. These words written here are complete confirmation of the fundamental nature of your identity, the basic state of awareness. How many of you have been searching for your identity? Who am I? Where am I going? Am I doing the right thing? Do I know the right people? Do I have the right kind of education? Is this career good for me? Will it help me have self-respect? Will it help me gain the respect of others? These are all the questions we ask in trying to nail down our identity. Yet even if we were to gather together all the special factors that we consider the most important things that we can explore or do in life, and even if we were to fulfill and satisfy all of those, we would still never find our identity. And so you see, it's a futile pursuit, completely foolhardy. Identity can never be found, self-respect can never be found in trying to rearrange points of view. There is a single indivisible identity, and that single indivisible identity is the basic state of natural perfection, known via your own awareness, resting inseparably, awareness in all appearances. Like the roar of thunder filling space, the basic state of awareness resounds throughout all thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences. Constantly alive in the minds and bodies of everyone everywhere, the basic state is not hidden a moment. When thunder roars, it's felt everywhere. We can feel it through our entire body. Just so, the basic state of natural perfection resounds throughout all phenomena whatsoever, all points of view, every single thought, emotion, sensation, or other experience you may have is completely filled to overflowing, seamlessly, no borders or edges, no corners, no split or division anywhere. In a seamless, vast expanse of natural perfection. This is just the way it is, and it can never be any way other than that. Nothing to look for. You thought I was reading something, didn't you? How could it possibly be hidden when it's the basis of everything? Where would it hide? Instinctively recognize the basic state of awareness. It is naturally present, and there is no need to search for it anywhere else. Right here, just exactly as it is, every single flash instant of the here and now, spontaneously self-releasing. No way to possibly make it any other way. everything always a seamless expanse of natural perfection. Clearly visible like sunshine, anyone can gain familiarity with the basic state by the power of resting the mind completely, no matter what appears within it. See the sunshine out there? It's shining right now. We wouldn't be seeing anything otherwise. Now, what does that say about the way we perceive things? By the power of instinctive recognition of the basic state of awareness, everything is crystal clear. We completely have perfect insight into the fundamental nature of all phenomena whatsoever. No matter what phenomena anyone may mention, whether you've heard about it or not, you instantaneously have perfect insight into its fundamental nature. This is called basic knowledge. There is no knowledge more basic. By grounding yourself steadfastly and unflinchingly in your own basic state of natural perfection, in that very basic knowledge, you come to understand not only the fundamental nature of all phenomena, but you have complete understanding of their systems and terms as they're set out in everyday life. So it doesn't mean you walk around like a happy little idiot. Nothing to do, no effort to make. I don't see anything anywhere. It's the ability to completely relate open-heartedly from within all experience, crystal clear. If you want to be a happy idiot, you can too, right? The basic state is pure and powerful intelligence. Is there anyone here who has ever wanted to be intelligent or thinks themselves to be intelligent? Two hands? Yikes. If there is an instinctive recognition of the basic state of natural perfection, then we're all disabled. We really are. We have mental and emotional disability. And so you see, the most basic of all knowledge, the most profound of all knowledge, the most perfect intelligence is in instinctive recognition of the basic state. Something that requires no learning. Instinctively present, already so. The basic state of natural perfection has no mother or father. It has no birth or death. It was never created. It was never born. So there's no chance of it coming to an end. Thus, the term indestructibility is applied to it. Indestructible. No beginning, no end. What has no beginning or no end has no middle. It has no points within it. It's a seamless expanse, no matter what appears. The human body does not generate its own basic state of awareness. It is the basic state itself that is aware. No phenomenon whatsoever has an independent nature. All points of view, all phenomena whatsoever are identityless and insubstantial. They cannot be found to have a nature, an identity, or any kind of substance of their own. There is nothing that has ever independently evolved, separate or apart from the basic state of natural perfection. Everything whatsoever rests in natural perfection, and it's natural perfection itself that is aware. The awareness that is listening to these words, that is experiencing everything right here, that is the awareness of the basic state of natural perfection. The belief that we do have an identity that is self-generated is a superstition. A superstition is something that is not, in fact, true. And so if we believe that phenomena or points of view have an independent nature, we're believing in something that is not, in fact, true. Thus, it is a superstition. The basis of all our thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences, the basic state is never affected for better or worse, and we always already instinctively recognize this completely. Whatever appears, the basic state of natural perfection is never affected for better or worse. No matter how wonderful your experiences may be, no matter how dismal they may be, no matter how indifferent they may be, you are never affected for better or worse. That's what it comes down to. You come to understand this, to comprehend it completely by the power of instinctive recognition, of awareness. I see a lot of smiling faces out there. So I can see that what I'm saying is totally alive in you. It's alive and well. This is you already know. It's closer to you than anything. It's closer to you than you. So you see, this is already obvious, completely obvious. It's never been not recognized. Our basic state, unborn and pure, is naturally perfect. The basic state is pure in that it is free of anything of a different kind. That's what the word pure means. It means free of anything of a different kind. It doesn't mean acting a certain way. The word pure means 100% pure. The basic state of natural perfection is 100% pure. It's free of all impurities. No matter what appears, no matter how it is described, whether it's positive, negative, or neutral, it is originally pure, primordially pure, resting in the basic state of natural perfection. Impossible that it could ever be any other way. Everything appears in the basic state, and there isn't anything that is independent of it. Every single one of these sentences states exactly the same thing. Have you noticed that? There isn't anything independent of the basic state. never has been, isn't now, or never will be. It's impossible that that is so. No matter what we might discover, universe upon universe, parallel universes, black holes, whatever it is, it rests in the basic state of natural perfection. The basic state of natural perfection includes all world systems. There isn't anything that is separate or apart from that spontaneously present basic state, reaching everywhere equally in all directions. All that appears in the basic state has no origin or power other than that basic state. Not a single thing that appears can be found to have an independent nature or importance of its own that is separate or apart from the basic state of awareness. No independent nature can be found anywhere. Even if we use the most advanced of all scientific means, like a linear particle accelerator, to try to determine the nature of the smallest subatomic particle we can find. What it comes down to is that we find what scientists call nothing. There's nothing there, so we better keep searching for another subatomic particle. In devaluing nothing, the basic state is not seen. The basic state of natural perfection is the blaring evidence in every single linear particle accelerator. It shows distinctly and clearly that everything whatsoever appears in a basic state of natural perfection and has no independent nature separate or apart from that. The basic state of natural perfection is the origin of the diversity of all the pleasure of positive phenomena, all of the indifference of neutral phenomena, and all of the pain of negative states. Sometimes it's easier to see natural perfection in positive or indifferent points of view. However, all points of view equally, positive, neutral, and negative, rest completely in the basic state of natural perfection. If you want to soothe disturbing states, the only way to soothe them is their basic nature. They're always already soothed by their basic state of natural perfection. By trying to soothe them by other means, there's just constant distraction from what's already present within them. Look to see if what I'm saying is true in your own experience. See if your own experience is like this or not. When you experience severely disturbing states, emphasize awareness rather than those points of view. And you'll see that sparkling awareness within them. You'll see that the only way to soothe these disturbing states is to leave them unrejected, to not apply any kind of curative fantasy to them, to not seek for any countermeasure, but to simply rest sublimely, to rest completely in the basic state of natural perfection. Moreover, deficiencies are resolved and qualities perfected by instinctive recognition of the basic state. The basic state is the best of all knowledge. No matter what occurs, the best knowledge is attained by resting the mind completely and letting everything be as it is. All of us seeking all of our lives to get rid of our faults and to perfect our qualities. And now we discover once and for all the great solution, the solution in all phenomena, the great solution to the exhaustion of faults and the perfection of qualities is instantaneous recognition of awareness. Therein, in just this flash instant, all faults whatsoever are exhausted and qualities perfected just like that. Nothing to cultivate, no commitments to keep. All faults exhausted and deficiencies instantaneously perfected in instinctive recognition of the basic state of awareness.